Person who is working in the field, and he's working at the time that he's doing the Gemar Malofa, he's picking the fruits, he's allowed to eat while he's picking the fruits. The discussion of the Gemara, if he could eat also when he's going from one row to the other, he's not taking anything now, could he take from the vines or from whatever it is while he's being Mahalef, going from one place to the other? Now, the Gemara is Mahalef Goisa Maisa Dona. Even if he's walking from one place to the next, he's not doing any picking, he's allowed to eat. So Chofetz Chaim says, brings the pasuk, "B'chol drochecho do'eyu, u'yashrocho secho." You should, through the will of Hashem, the Ahava, wherever you are, and He will straighten out everything you do. Everything you do will be something Hashem Kodesh Bochum. He says like this: we have clear cut about this Hashem. Davening, the learning, doing chasodim, doing mitzvahs, but a person also has to do other things in order to keep himself alive. It's the eating, or going to the bathroom, or doing panosim. So the question is, how does he relate to everything? If he relates to him that life is avodas Hashem, and other things are things that are necessary, and when he has free time, he uses it for the right things, then he's showing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's in constant avodas Hashem. So even when he's involved in things other than learning Torah and the clear-cut mitzvahs, that's like going from one vine to the other. It's part of the avodah. So he's 24/7 involved in the avodas Hashem. He gets tzar for everything, even while he's doing other things that take care of his physical needs. That's also part of his avodas Hashem. The person, when he's in the shul, when the base medrash, he learns, and then when he leaves the base medrash, he gets involved in these other things. Doesn't take advantage of the time. So he's showing that basically, when he's in the base medrash, he's working, and when he's out of it, he's off. So he loses out all those times. So by having the right attitude and take advantage of the time we have, we can transform ourselves from being just part-time Oyv Hashem to full-time Oyv Hashem. For this type of behavior, as we know, one of the opportunities we have, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shav Hashem, this is the time that we have some extra time to take advantage of learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, etc. There's another thing also. There's most people have something called a computer, and it's more common than you think. And if you're honest with yourself, this is one of the ways you can show Hashem whether I am Oyved Hashem or not Oyved Hashem. If you find yourself, put a clock on your computer. If you find yourself using it more than a few minutes a day, then it's a good chance that you are getting caught up with the machine. And unfortunately, it's not just losing that hour, you're losing the whole day.